Hello and welcome to another podcast. My name is George Benting. I'm a solutions architect here in the Meraki offices in San Francisco, and I'm joined by Nathan, who's a member of our technical staff here in the offices. Hello, Nathan.
I'm doing well. How are you, George?
I'm doing good. So I'd love to know a bit more about some of this cool presence analytics stuff that we're doing on the Meraki Wireless products. And I know you've been working on some of the source code and the example code that we're releasing as part of our presence analytics. Do you want to tell me a bit more about that?
Sure. We did a couple things for this new CMX release. So one thing we've been getting from customers is that they liked the ability to get radio broadcast strength for clients that were seen on the network, but they wanted a little more. We've been telling them, oh, you can use this to determine a client's location. But a lot of customers said, well, if you know how to do it, why aren't you just giving it to us? So we updated our push API, which sends data from Meraki's backend to customer servers to provide them with an estimated location of where each client is seen on their network. And you know, customers can use this to correlate with market research or see how their physical space is being used. And we roughly give a 5 to 10 meter accuracy on this location. Together with this, we wanted to show customers how they could actually use these data that we're sending to them. So we made up a simple little app. It's just a couple hundred lines of Ruby code that a customer can host on any machine they want. This app will receive data from Meraki and also host a nice little Google map where they can see where people are using their network.
And I think one of the nice things about the location analytics is we can show people who aren't even connected to the wireless network. Is that in that app as well, the example app?
That's correct. So as customers walk around, if their, say, mobile devices are Wi-Fi enabled, even if they never connect to a network, they'll still send radio signals that you can use to estimate people's location. So if you're a retailer and someone walks through your store and you don't have to encourage them to use your store Wi-Fi, you'll still get to know how people are using your physical space. We also have added this information to dashboard. We used to have a heat map page. This has now been augmented with the actual physical locations that we're sending to you. And this heat map page will additionally tell you whether these customers were connected or were connected to your network or not.
And I see in the new version of the API, we provide latitude and longitude information for where we think a client is. How is this determined? Is it based off the location of the access points in dashboard?
That's correct. So to set this up, you need to go through and make sure all your APs are positioned on a Google map in dashboard. If those are positioned correctly, then we can use the receive signal strength from these clients to figure out roughly where these clients are in space. So it's pretty easy setup. You can also overlay a floor plan on top of this Google map and then place your APs on the floor plan.
I guess the Meraki deployment app is probably a good way of making sure you get good accuracy, because you can tag the location of a device, like an access point, when you scan it with the barcode scanner using the GPS chip on the phone. Is that something you'd
recommend? I didn't even know we had that.
there's the Meraki magic, all these great features all over the place. Well, I mean, let's wrap this up. Is there anything that you would like to add or you think would be interesting for someone to try using the code? Any sort of areas of experimentation you'd like to see happen?
I mean, I think there's a couple things I'd like to mention. So first, it's not all about location. We also have a segment of CMX that deals with how often people return to your space. And we've augmented that with the ability to look at these data by node tags. So If you're a school, you can tag some nodes as being in a gymnasium, some in a dormitory, and you can start cutting your network based on how those different spaces are used. You know, I think sky's the limit in terms of what you do with locations. And I think what'll really be interesting is when people start joining these data on data that aren't Meraki's data, right? So we can only provide so much about how people are using network, but you know, people who own the network may have a lot more interesting information about these clients and can use this information together to build a more deep profile of what's going on at their campus.
Yeah, I think that's especially true, having seen some of the proof of concepts that we've worked on. I think one of the really interesting ones I saw was where the transactional data from the store was able to be overlaid with the location data from the Meraki API. So you could say, okay, how many transactions did I process over the last hour in this location, and what was the footfall counting from that? So the more you can integrate other data sets with the Meraki location information, the more interesting it seems to be.
Yeah, exactly.
Nathan, thank you very much. It was great talking to you. And hopefully we'll have more exciting things for you on the next podcast.
All right. Thank you, George.